No, I just came to say hi. No, Cole Seeley. Hey, great first moto. A real surprise. I know you don't have a ton of time on the bike. You've been battling this groin or abductor or whatever injury it is. What'd you think? You gotta be stoked with that moto.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, really only had since, this week on Monday. It was like the first day I really did a moto.
Oh, wow.
So, only really had Monday and Tuesday under my belt. Came here and did press on Thursday. And just knew that I'm going to have to race myself into shape.
Yeah.
You know, that saying gets kind of thrown around a lot, but I'm learning a lot about what that's like right now. So, yeah, no, I actually had a huge crash in second practice.
Yeah, someone said you weren't racing even. That's how big it was. They're like, hey, check on Seeley. He might be out for the day.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, they overwatered the track all day, and I just tucked the front. Completely had no idea that it was going to happen, and ended up like cartwheeling and landed right on my right hip, which the left thigh is what's been bugging me.
Okay.
So now I got my left thigh, my right hip, like everything's kind of tightened up. But and it's weird, like everything's like extended on my right side right now. So like when I sit in a chair, like my right knee sits out further than my left arm.
Yeah.
So it freaked me out.
Wow.
I'm like, I went and got an X-ray at Asterisk. They're at Alpine Stars.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was just it was tough for a minute. And then G worked on me, you know, just stretched me out, got me really as limber as I could get.
Yeah.
And just went out there, and I was like, man, if I can salvage a top 10 right now, then I'll be stoked. And found myself in the top 5 after a little while, and then passed to Coop into fourth, and really had my sights set on second and third pretty much the whole moto. So I was really happy with the way I rode the first moto.
Second moto, though, caught up to you?
Oh, yeah, I was like second lap. It was just like I got a pretty bad start. I hit like a hole right outside the gate, and it unlocked my starting device. Which these, like, you know, they till it up so much, it's like the front end just sucks into the ground now. So, gonna have to kind of rework on my outdoor starts. But I still rode decent for for 5-6 laps. But like second lap, I was like, man, this thing's really biting me in the ass right now.
It's almost like amazing that you did that well in the first moto.
Yeah, and if you go look at the track right now, it is
right.
Absolutely insane that we can make it around the track.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, there's so many, like, almost like cheater lines where you're, like, going off the side of the track because there's no more lines. Like, there's no more room for a line, and it's so, so deep. So you're just dragging foot peg, dragging fork legs, dragging feet, everything. So it was probably one of the toughest tracks I've ever ridden.
So this is going to be for you, like, hey, not much riding during the week, and not never mind the injury today, but just your old injury you've been battling, not much riding during the week, and kind of get through to the break. Is that what we're at?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know. It's all like play by ear with me right now. Like that's how it's been since St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's just been, if it hurts, don't ride. If it, you know, if I can bear it, then go out there and try and do my best. And outdoors is actually a little easier on me.
Oh, really? I would say it would be harder because it would rip your feet off.
No, see, I thought so too, but it's the seat bouncing that gets me. Like, seat bouncing and then gripping with my knees. That I ride with a lot of legs. I mean, outdoors I do too, but indoors more so, like, where I'm gripping with my knees, like, trying to, like, get over obstacles, all that kind of stuff. It gets so sore to the point I can't take my foot off the peg anymore.
Yeah.
So it's tough, but it's starting to feel better.
Well, nice first moto today, and tough it out. So thanks for doing this, and hopefully see you next week.
Yeah, thank you.